Okay, welcome to the pre-show. All right, welcome to our pre-show here for Friday. 3-2, Boston leading Carolina. It was 2-1 in Carolina, and Boston has come back, baby. It was 2-1 in the second period, 6 minutes left in the third. They're playing in Boston. This Carolina team, man, very impressed with them. They look like they're a young team. They also look like they're really, they got their shit together. They seem to communicate well. They all are on the same page. They've got a real great, what do I know? Like I know hockey. I can't even skate, let alone ice skate. I tried, my girlfriend, when I was in Miami, Yvonne, you guys probably remember me talking about her. she roller skated, and we walked down the beach one day. I forget where we were, toward, Miami Beach, and we were on that boardwalk, and she just rented some skates and got me on them and gave me my very first skating lesson, which was really, actually really helpful. She just said, crouch down low, Phil. That's the first thing that anybody had ever told me about skating. She says, just crouch down, get down low, bend at the knees, and right away you got more balance. And then I started to skate. And then I got bored and said, okay, let's go do something else. She goes, okay. So I'm joking, but not actually, I'm not really joking. I'm partly serious. we're going to do Bob Green because tomorrow I'm going for a colonoscopy, which is a thing you do every, so often. I'm supposed to get one every year because of the my family's history. And
so Bob Green's going to be like filling in, and we're going to use that as a backstory. We'll also have Don Berman, and he'll be on the show too.
So that's as funny as it gets. Let me see. Don Berman is in the newsroom, so we need that newsroom phone. Perfect. And then Bob Green's in the studio. Honolulu, baby, where'd you get those?
While down on the South Sea Island, underneath the beauty of the stars.
Jesus.
I strayed up.
Who was that guy? They sure did demand a lot of you back in those days.
While down on the South Sea.
Did he have to sing like that, or did the microphone just make him sound that way? Because I know the mics back then did not pick up low end at all. That's my understanding. I don't know what kind of microphones they had. Specifically, they were ribbon mics. They had a hard time getting the low end. So you heard people, they all sounded like this, what's the name of that goddamn movie? Sons of the Desert? Yeah. I got to find out who that guy is. What? Betty Laurel. They got all these guys that are Sons of the Desert. Bob Burns. Stanley Blystone. Brooks Benedict. Eddie Baker. Jim Aubrey. I don't see any that are all that well known. Let me see here. Ellen Corby, dress person at table next to Chase's. Oh, she's famous. Robert Cummings, steamship announcement witness. Billy Gilbert, Mr. Rutledge. Charlie Hall, he was a really funny guy. The Hollywood American Legion Sons Oasis 13, crowd dress group. So that was the Hollywood Legion, which is right on... We did a My Friend's Place benefit at the Hollywood American Legion Hall. It's right on Highland, just north of Hollywood Boulevard and Sunset. It's north of Fountain, in fact. Is that the street, Fountain, or Franklin? It's north of... What's the street where the church is? But it's right there on Highland, just below the Hollywood Bowl. That's a much, much better description. So if you come off the freeway, you come down Highland, there's the Hollywood Bowl, you go to another... 100 yards, bang, there's the American Legion Hall. And it's been there for a long time. And when we were there, they had just gotten done doing some refurbishment to it. Love it. That's really funny. Now, who's this singing guy? Ty Parvis, the singer. That's his name, Ty Parvis.
Now down on the set,
that guy. He was from Vancouver, Washington. He died in 1990 at the age of 77. He was an actor known for College Capers, Gates of Happiness, and School Days, 1930 School Days. He died on May 10th in Las Vegas, 1990, at the age of, how old was he? 77. He was 3 years older than my dad. So he was in his 20s when that movie. When did they do Sons of the Desert? Wait a minute, man. He was pretty young. Ty Parvis. I mean, he gave it his all, man. Maybe he didn't want to do a... It's got to be... We got to look up the Santa Monica Lodge of Elks, where the Paraders in the newsreel. Hal Roach was in the movie. Max Wagner was the Brawny Speakeasy manager. Charlie Young, okay. That's interesting. I mean, that kind of shit interests me. It probably is boring to everybody else, but... Ellen Corby. You guys remember Ellen Corby from... was it Pistols and Petticoats, Petticoat Junction, something like that? She's an extra. She's a dress person at table next to Charlie Chase's. I got to look at the movie again, man. See what she looked like as a young woman. But Robert Cummings, a steamship announcement witness. Were these guys just extras that they were able to identify? The exhausted ruler. Honolulu, baby. All right, I got to get some water, man, because Ernie Alexander was the waiter. All right, hold on. That's the newsroom that's been in the background there. Sorry if it's been bugging you. Here we go. Let me get that. Okay, so that's done there. But listen to this, guys. It just cracks me up.
While down on the South Sea Island, underneath the beauty of the stars, I strayed upon the maiden who
was I strayed upon
their guitars. A fool of maid was dancing, and I knew it was a paradise.
Yeah, bullshit. All right. Yeah. If it were only like that in real life, huh? Just walking down the beach. Well, look at this. There's three or four Hawaiian girls just doing a hula dance. Nobody else around, just me. And they're like, oh, hi. 4-2 Boston. They just gave themselves a two-goal cushion here. It deflected off of one of the Bruins. The empty net. So Boston was able to get an empty netter. It went in. Carolina pulled their goalie. And they just absolutely misplayed the puck. One of the Carolina players actually tried to foul or grab, I should say. Who made that pass? It was a horrible fucking pass that went right into the fucking net, an empty netter, 4-2. So Carolina had a 2-1 lead in the second period and butchers it, carves it to fucking death. There's another goal. They just got another goal. Look at this. I should have showed you the empty netter, but... Look at this. They just start play. 5-2. Oh, he intercepts. God, what sloppy fucking play, man. Right through his legs. What a shit pass. Carolina's falling apart. Right through his legs. That was brilliant. Carolina just has absolutely fallen apart. All right, man. Honolulu, baby. Bob Green. You know your shit. Honolulu, baby. Don't piss me off. All right, man. A, B, C, D, E, F, E, F, E, F, E, 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 E. So my ex-girlfriend told me that she plays some of my Miami bits off of our Best of Miami CD for her husband and her sons. Both, all three of them think they're fucking hysterical. The one that they think is hysterical is, do you guys remember when I was in Miami, I did the Kim Bocamper tap dancing on the CD, the Best of Miami CD? They think that's a fucking riot. And it's interesting to know that the people and to hear the people who think, they'll always point out a bit you did that this, that. They had nothing to do with phone calls. It was always just a presentational bit like Kim Bocamper tap dancing, or it's, the Art Bell shit. Art Bell had nothing fucking to do with taking phone calls. People just dug the impression, you know. So that's something to remember. I have to remember that because, you know, you can hear people going on and on about the phone calls and think, well, God, are the best days of what I did behind me. I don't feel that way. I never have felt that way. But it's definitely a very competitive environment now. By the way, did I tell you we rehearsed yesterday, Wednesday? We rehearsed Wednesday, Phil Hendry and Friends, our show for UCB on the 25th. Keep checking the link that we posted for when the tickets go up for sale. That's all I can tell you. Now, Honolulu, baby, you're bugging me. Honolulu, baby, bug off. Where's goddamn... Wait a minute, man. Give me Bullshit. Where's Ennio Morricone? Huh? What is this? What the fuck is this? What happened to half of my fucking songs? I don't get this, man. Oh, is it by category? No, I want by fucking... I see what's going on. No. I want by artist. Yeah. It was by category. So I was like, there we are. There's the man there, huh?
Yes, the world-famous Phil Henry Show presents Bob Green Today. Bob Green, giving his view and his opinion as a modern foodstuff supplier.
No.
What did I get wrong?
Don't say you got...
Bob Green Today...
Can we edit that? Go ahead.
Bob Green Today as a modern supplier of sustenance.
Yeah.
Boston's having a big post-game celebration here, man. Who are they bringing out onto the ice? Oh, good Lord. They got lights going. They got all kinds of shit happening, man. They just won the goddamn game. Oh. These are all... Oh, I see. Why can't I... Why are these the only ones that I can do? Why can't I do other ones? I don't even want to fuck with it. Okay.
I'm a Life Essentials retail broker. That's correct.
A Life Essentials... Why can't you just say...
Because a lot of people, I think, General, and you understand this, I'm very happy to bring on Don Berman from Channel 19 News. Don, how are you?
Bob, I couldn't be better. Thank you for inviting me on the program.
And Don is a newsman from Channel 19 News. I have watched you, Don, from time to time. I don't know. You say you're on in L.A.
Yes. What do you mean, I say I'm on in L.A.? That's insulting.
Well, I don't mean to be insulting, but... testing 1, 2. I don't mean to be insulting, you know?
Well, then, yes, I'm on in L.A. My name is Don Berman. I'm on in L.A. And what else do you need? God damn, dude. I mean, what else do you need? Don Berman here. Don Berman here, Channel 19 News, Bob. And I find it very interesting, Bob, that much of this...
And hold on for a minute. Yes.
Don Berman.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Okay. Now, all that jive. I can drive 55. Testing. So here we go, folks, with Bob Green Today. Where we at, man? Let's see. I'm at Brighton, Man City. You know, Wolverhampton could upset Liverpool. I'm not saying they will. But they're that kind of a goddamn team. They get in there and they just... Because Liverpool's at home, I think. Great year for Liverpool. And I'm happy the way Everton's been closing out the season, although they lost. You know, Everton kicks the shit out of fucking Manchester United. And they can't beat fucking, Fulham? Or some shit team like that? They lost. And that's 3 points. They win 2 of the games they should have won. They're in the fucking Europa League. I know none of you guys know what I'm talking about, but some of you may. They're in the Europa League, and, you know, Wolverhampton's going to the motherfucking Europa League. Am I right about that? Don't they take 5, 6, and 7? I don't know. I don't know how they do that. In European soccer, world football, it's about silverware. So if you don't win the league, they expect you to try to win the FA Cup. You don't win the FA Cup, you win the League Cup. What is the League Cup? The League Cup is a competition just between the professional teams, the 4 levels of professional major soccer football in England. That would be the Premier League, Championship, League One, League Two. Championship used to be Division One. It was Division One, Division Two, Division Three. And then when they instituted Premier League, that Division One got shoved down to the second level on the what they call the pyramid, called Championship. League One, League Two, where once upon a time, second and third division. And now they're, so what are you going to do? other leagues do it differently, but that's British, that's English football. So, you know, what am I trying to say? Who cares? Well, anyway, Fulham's going to get regulated. They're regulated. They're getting relegated. They're getting shoved down a championship because they're in like 18th place or something. They suck. And the goddamn Everton should have beat their ass, but they didn't. See? So what do you got? So anyway, oh, that's what I was saying. Silverware. So if you can't do that, you win the League Cup, win the FA Cup, win the fucking Champions League, win the league, win Europa, something. You know, they want to see fucking what they call silverware. They want to see the goddamn silverware, man. There's 20 teams in the Premier League. Not everyone's going to win the championship. It's a hard road to hoe. But if you make the top four, you get into the Champions League. Get in the Champions League, you have a chance to win the Champions League. The Champions Championship, Champions League final is between two British teams, English teams this year on June 1st. It's between Tottenham and Liverpool. That's going to be a mindfucker. That'll be a beautiful thing. And that's a game that Tottenham can. Here's the fucking highlights of this piece of shit for Carolina. Look at this. Carolina scored a goal, so everyone's just jacking off there. Okay, so now it's tied up 1-1. Then they'll go ahead. Well, that must have hurt. God damn, that's got to hurt. Here comes the second goal for Carolina. Boom. 2-1. Now the fucking wheels come off for Carolina. Now the wheels come off for Carolina. What happened to him? Is that not a goal, or that is a goal? Did they disallow this? Watch this save. Watch this save. Oh, he missed it. He missed the wide open mouth of the net. Christ. Oh, Boston just started to play a muscle game here, huh? Good block. Boy, man, they really are hammering him. Really hammering him. That's 3-2. Now, watch this goal. An empty netter. That was sloppy as fuck. Then comes this quick one off the, I don't know what it was. Face off. Boom. Goodbye. Good night. Tough outing for Carolina, man. That's like, I don't know. Just a tough outing, opening loss. Okay, so let's do it, man. Let's do it, baby. Here we go. Wait a minute, 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 wait a minute.